we sure look forward to maybe you coming in the future and participating. Okay? Okay, I'm going to call the meeting together. The Board of Supervisors of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District, Chairman, President Jim Bradford, Vice Chair Jennifer Finazzo, Supervisor John Solucci, Engineer Ron Edenfield is now absent. He was here earlier. Attorney Richard Pringle, Audrey Mendres, Manager and Superintendent of Operations. Chanel, how you doing? Thank you for putting up with us all day. You've had a heck of a time. Oh, and guests. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like we've got 8 to 10, somewhere around
1,
there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. All right, 8.
The engineer's report has already been given, so we're going to bypass that and continue on. Manager's report. If you say more than 3 words, you're done.
Okay.
Sure.
Just to let you guys know, our website is now ADA compliant. They did an upgrade, so it's actually costing us another $43 a month. That's beside the point. I wanted to give an update on the CIP phase 2 because that was brought up, and the young lady's not here. So anyway, we have collected $54,188.35 so far, and outstanding on a CIP phase 2 is $118,597.20. Did want to say we're going to be showing a video soon. I wanted to give thanks to a couple of people, and I know Jeffrey's not here, Jeffrey Heap. He sent me some pictures of a tree that was overhanging in the district, and then he volunteered to get it out of the way because it was obstructing traffic, and I just want to say thank you to that. And obviously Peter DeVos, who's been nothing but a great advocate for us, and John's been my rock. I appreciate you, John, helping me. And I'm just waiting for them to pull up this video because we're going to show you a video of something that happened in the district.
Okay. So this video is one of 3 that have been captured, and this one I'm showing because this one actually had immediate results. We're still waiting on another one. Attorney Pringle's finding out the paperwork. But basically, we're now capturing people who crash through our gate, and we're going after them and getting money out of them. So this company did this. So please, when you see this is a resident who sees that truck sitting there, opens the gate anyway, and the truck tried to sneak through, and of course, crash.
Oh.
And he did it because it's high like that, he really torqued it, so they had to be replaced. Fortunately, the cameras caught the serial number, the truck number, the license plate number, and then I'll show you the rest of the video, the driver actually got out and moved it, so he had a facial ID of the driver. I called the company's owner in Naples, sent him a clip of this, his email. He called me back up and said, where do I pay work for? And he bought new gates. Now we have another person that we're dealing with, their insurance company, trying to get them to pay because they crashed the gates earlier. So we are trying to keep money in our pockets as a district and go after people who do damage to our property.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Okay. Continue. Are you done?
Yeah.
The Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. Who wants to talk about Halloween real quick?
So Peter DeVos.
Okay. Peter DeVos, the gentleman that was so elegantly speaking earlier this evening, today, he initiated the Halloween parade with the golf carts, okay? You'll see the signs posted up. I put them in my garage. I take care of them every year. And I'll be putting them back out. But this is Peter who did this. Did you have something you want to say, John?
Yeah, he just wants everybody to know at 6 p.m. on October 27th, if you want to decorate your golf cart, we're going to meet down in the front at the retention ponds in the very front near the railroad tracks.
Or car or ATV.
Or car.
Car
or ATV.
horse, maybe?
No.
And arrive at 6 o'clock, then we're going to leave as a group at 6:45.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
You know what? If you get there early, it's always a lot of fun to get down around the filtering ponds down there. And people show up. You get to talk to your neighbors about different things. Bring some candy or something to give to the other kids. Bring some cookies or something to share. And if it's cold, bring coffee for everybody else but yourself. Okay? So.
His wife will be happy. Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you. Moving on. Chair's report. I'm going to keep it short, too. So, anyway, I'm going to invite you again. Anybody who wants to be on committees or get involved, I would tell you that our telephone numbers are on the website. If you don't get it there, you can ask us. If you have a problem, give us a call. Sometimes people get confused with the fact that when they see something in a ditch, that it requires an engineer to remove it. Economically, it's better to call me or one of the board members, and we'll see to it that somebody gets down and gets it taken care of, and more than likely, you'll see one of us show up shortly afterwards to see what you're talking about. And I know that John, who was up front here earlier today, had some issues, and he called me up the other day, and I went down there, and he had actually spoken at a couple meetings we had. I did not understand what he was talking about. And I went down and met with him. He showed me what he was talking about. Two of the three items have been mitigated and taken care of. He was under the impression that should have been an engineer's issue. Something in the ditch doesn't necessarily make it an engineer's issue. Mm-hmm. If it's in the canal, I've taken my tractor down, pulled the things out myself, put them in front of somebody's house and knocked on their door and told them what I was doing so the garbage man could pick it up on Friday. No cost to the district. And we do that over and over and over again. So the other day there was this big spool wire that had been there probably a year. The spool was rotten. Mr. Thrasher was out in the neighborhood. And the guy, he likes going out to Garden Street. He was glad to go get that and pick it up. It was left by cable vision probably after Hurricane Ian. Who knows? But so anyway, if you have issues, let us help you out if we can. And then we'll get the people involved that cost us money. But first of all, we'll see if we can mitigate it without having to spend the money.
I'm going to call Accurate and get them to give me and full invoice when we
anybody pay wants to get involved in anything, feel free to join us. Just call me up, call one of the board members if you have an issue, and we'll get you on a committee or something to see if we can solve it.
I didn't do this.
Thank
the
you.
Ones that have the laser checks because everybody has the check number. So it's like kind of repetitive. I mean,
it's your turn.
Yay.
Treasurer's report.
No, this one.
Hold on.
It's there. It's on. Just get closer
right. Well,
to
we received all of the bank statements for August. So August financial reports are prepared and they were given to the board for approval. All the bills have been submitted that have been received through yesterday, so September 27th. Since we're at the end of the fiscal year, I'm just going to be preparing the financial statements for the auditor. Other than that, that's all there is to report.
Thank you very much, Chanel. Attorney's report.
I'll be glad to answer questions that you have.
Any questions for the attorney? If not, we're going to continue on. Attorney's report's done. Amendments to the meeting agenda, new permits. Okay, that's all been already discussed. Public input to business agenda items, 3 minutes. Anybody got anything you want to talk about? Okay, that's done. Closed permits, that's already been discussed. Presentation of proposed budget, that's coming up right now.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may. Today, the item on your agenda is a public hearing, or an item on your agenda, is a public hearing to approve the budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2024. There was previously a workshop that was held by the board to discuss the proposed budget. We did properly notice a budget hearing for today to occur during this meeting. And the notice, I have the affidavit of publication here. As a part of that publication. There was a proposed budget summary that was attached as discussed at the workshop. There has to be a resolution adopted by the board to adopt the budget or to approve the budget for the fiscal year 2024-2025, which commences on October 1, 2024 and ends September 30, 2025. I've prepared the resolution. The substantial part of the resolution is contained in section 3 of the resolution, which says the Board of Supervisors hereby adopts the district's budget, setting forth the total appropriations and revenue estimates and the total expenditures and reserve estimates for the fiscal year 2024-2025, commencing on October 1, 2024 and ending on September 30, 2025 in the amount of, and then there's a blank line, to be completed. The budget that was proposed is has as a total expenditures and reserves and as a total revenue and income, including fund balance, $1,943,454.72. That includes the revenue from the general maintenance taxes, tax revenue or general maintenance assessment revenue, $662,480.79, and then also a fund balance as of October 1, 2024, anticipated to be carried forward of $1,086,380.31 for the total revenue and fund balance of $1,943,454. So, Mr. Chairman, that this budget that I just described, the revenue and also the total expenses would be $824,296.07. And then the reserve anticipated total would be $1,119,158.65. So those are all the totals of the revenue in and the reserves carried forward and the expenses out and the reserves remaining at the end of the year anticipated. Yes, ma'am. The prior year surplus is fund balance as of October 1, 2024 number. $1,086,380.31.
That's the carry forward. The prior year's question should be right above that. It's 108,000.
Prior year net revenue is $108,593.60. So those are all the numbers. So
that represents the 7.3 or 4% increase.
That included, yes, sir, the 7.4% increase. Yes, sir. That was proposed, and that is again a 7.4% increase in the maintenance assessment. It's the only assessment that you placed on the tax collector's bill.
Okay.
Was just the maintenance assessment. Then the phase two assessment, as you know, we discussed, was collect that through 11.
Okay, take public input at this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, public input at this time. Anybody have anything they'd like to say?
Can I just bring something up that I failed to do? I'm sorry. In my report, we did receive different insurance companies saving us $2,500 a year. They specialize in small districts and much cheaper and more in line with the needs of our district. Not FMIT.
Yeah, just to support more information that for the people here, the water district had been maintaining a insurance policy with a state of Florida insurance entity that basically had policies for Tampa, Miami, Orlando, and big municipalities. And so we began some investigating and found out there are other insurance entities that will underwrite for liability and property damage, things like that, for smaller water districts, firehouses, things like that. And it's $2,500 cheaper policy with more coverage. So we switched and we're saving money. In addition, we have to put back into that $1,500 in paying for a workers' comp policy, even though there's only part-time employees here, one really, because that's the state law. And it's been the state law for decades, and the previous insurance policy wasn't carrying that. And unfortunately, previous boards didn't know that. So when we investigated this, we found out we weren't even in compliance. And it's one thing that once we found out, we immediately made it in compliance. So we have better policy, less money, and we're better covered.
Thanks.
Any other public input? If not, we're going to be moving forward.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may make one more statement for the record, and that is the budget that you adopt is being adopted as a whole. You are adopting the budget that has as its most important numbers the total revenue and fund balance carry forward and the total expenditures and reserves items. So all the adjustments on the inside those expenses you can make with future budget adjustments throughout the year. So the fact that the insurance now is disclosed as being at a different number, we can make the adjustment to the budget later in time. We can make it then.
Thank you very much. Okay, adoption of fiscal year ending 2024 through 2025 district budget resolution.
So it would be a motion to adopt the resolution to adopt the budget for fiscal year 2024-2025.
Motion's on the floor to adopt the budget for fiscal year 2024-25.
I second the motion.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Business agenda items requiring action. Meeting minutes approval, 8/31/2024.
Oh, make a motion to adopt.
The minutes?
Minutes.
8/31/2024,
yes, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Aye.
Sorry. Aye, motion carries. Financial report approval. This, we're supposed to be reading these now.
Right. Financial report approval, 8/31/2024. Bank statements, 8/31/2024. Financial reports, 9/28/2024. Bills and financial report as of 9/28/2024.
Approval. John?
I make a motion to approve the financials.
Aye. Motion carries. Elect officers of the board. I make a motion to retain the current officers as they sit.
I second the motion.
Chairman?
Aye.
Motion carries. Financial, okay, I jumped up. Let's not do something twice. Manager selection, we're still working on that. Secretary Treasurer selection.
Done.
We've settled that.
We've settled that one.
We know who you are. Okay. Public input, 3 minutes limit. Anybody want their full 3 minutes? Moving on. Supervisor comments? None? Meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much.